Section 2.
You will hear a speaker talking about vinyl records and record players.
First, you will have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for inviting me to the Community Hall for this brief presentation on music. Or, to be more specific, vinyl records and record players. Now, as I am sure many of you are aware, records have once again become very popular in many countries, and record sales are nearly at the point of overtaking CD sales. That figure is not the units sold, but the overall amount spent on this format. Of course, digital music from streaming services is still the major format most people use to listen to music, but the gap between digital music and records is closing. I'd like to start by talking about the history of records and recorded music. Some of you may be familiar with the name Thomas Edison. He is credited as having created the light bulb and other inventions, and is also recognized as the first person to have recorded music onto a disc. These early music records were made from a range of materials, including hard rubber. However, there were some issues with the number of times a record could be played before it simply wore out, and the variable quality of manufacture meant that reproductions were not always very good copies of the original music. Over the years, styles of manufacture changed, as did the materials used. The first to replace the original rubber records used a substance known as shellac, which was mixed with wax and paper. It was found that this combination meant that the sound quality was better and the records themselves could be played many more times without a reduction in the sound quality. The public reaction to these new records was overwhelmingly positive, with sales increasing significantly in just a matter of months. Mass production of this new shellac record first began in 1898 in Hanover, Germany, and the same formula was used to create records for over 50 years. However, despite their popularity, there was a drawback. The records needed to be handled carefully, as the shellac that was used meant that the record could easily break if it was dropped or bent. There was actually an alternative which was advertised and sold as unbreakable, but these records, usually made of celluloid, an early form of plastic, suffered from an exceptionally high level of background noise and were never as popular. However, in the late 1940s, there were radical changes in the production process as vinyl records became the new music standard. Vinyl records did not shatter when dropped and were available in a range of different colours, a new development from records that had previously been only black or brown. These new vinyl records became wildly popular, but this is not to say that they did not have their drawbacks. They could be damaged by incorrect storage, heat, or even exposure to sunlight. But nonetheless, by the 1950s and beyond, the number of people who had a record player and spent money on records increased dramatically.
You now have some time to read questions 16 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 16 to 20.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little about a common record player from around the 1970s. The example you can see here is actually from 1976, so has no digital displays or anything overly technical, although it was a very popular record player at the time. The largest section of a record player is the plate. Here you can see that's the large circular section on which the record sits. Normally, you will see a slip mat on the record plate designed to hold the record in place. Right in the middle of the plate is the spindle, which keeps the record in the middle of the plate as it revolves. In the bottom left corner, you can see the power light, which in this example has a slightly raised circular shape. This light simply indicates whether the record player is plugged in. Just beside the power light are three buttons, the largest of which is to start or stop the player. The two smaller buttons to the right control the speed at which the record will spin. In older record players like this, the buttons have numbers which indicate the speed at which the record will turn. This is measured in revolutions, or spins per minute, referred to as RPMs. The first of these buttons, the one closest to the large button, is for playing 33 RPM records, and the other one is for 45 RPM records. Now, moving over to the other side, we can see the volume slider, which of course controls how loud the record will sound. On the same side at the back, you will also see one of the most important pieces of the record player. Starting right at the back corner, you can see a larger weight. This is the counterweight, and this can be moved to balance the whole arm. Now that arm, technically referred to as the tone arm, ends with the cartridge. In a typical record player, even some of the more modern versions, this is the part that needs the most care and attention and often needs to be replaced. The cartridge is where the needle is, and it is from this section that it will play the record.
That is the end of section 2. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.